In Iraq, insurgents laid a trap for a coalition convoy and then videotaped their ambush. The captured images provided by the U.S. military are stunning, but it soon turned into a stunning defeat for the attackers. Let's go live now to our senior Pentagon correspondent, Jamie McIntyre.
Well, John, the scene is the so-called Triangle of Death outside Baghdad. U.S. troops killed the largest number of insurgents in a single engagement since the Battle of Fallujah, and it was caught on tape by the insurgents themselves. This videotape captured by U.S. troops gives an insurgent's eye view of an ambush on a supply convoy on the outskirts of Baghdad Sunday.
We confiscated that video. The insurgent that was actually filming, he was taken down by my squad, and we confiscated that camera from him.
The U.S. military says an unusually large force of up to 50 insurgents attacked the convoy using small arms and RPGs. Shaky video provides an unusual perspective on what it's like to be on the receiving end of superior U.S. firepower.
We were trailing that convoy, and that convoy came under contact, and immediately we went to the right side of the convoy and began taking fire, and we laid down suppressive fire and pushed up and flanked the insurgents and overcame that day.
The U.S. says 26 enemy fighters were killed in what turned into a rout. The U.S. forces suffered no deaths but did have 7 soldiers wounded. The Pentagon provided both the confiscated videotape and access to some of the U.S. soldiers who took part in the engagement through its own satellite link from Iraq to underscore the success it's had protecting convoys.
They might hit one or two convoys, but they're not getting all of them. The supplies are still getting through.
Pentagon officials say they think all the dead were foreign fighters. If they were hoping to produce a propaganda video, then the U.S. military says the plan backfired.
Hopefully, the other insurgents that are still out there will see that and see that they're messing with the wrong people when they mess with the U.S.
And John, the Pentagon says there's a number of unusual things about this attack. First, the number of insurgents. Usually they attack in much smaller numbers. The fact that all seem to be foreign fighters, and of course that this was captured on video, a video that was then confiscated by the U.S. military and used for its purposes. John?
A fascinating look. Jamie McIntyre at the Pentagon. Thank you very much.